Good morning. This is Governor John Baldacci. This week, state departments and agencies submitted ideas for a new round of budget reductions. No final decisions have been made about what I'll present to the legislature in December, but many difficult choices are ahead. Maine's economy remains in flux, and we're preparing to make some tough decisions to keep the state budget in balance as required by law. Our state has shown that we are able to balance our budget without raising broad-based taxes and with overwhelmingly bipartisan support. And we've cut spending dramatically. We've exercised the fiscal discipline necessary to protect the most vulnerable, make smart investments, and fund K-12 education. We know that this is a time of economic stress. Maine must have a solid foundation from which we can grow. In the spring, we passed a two-year bipartisan state budget that's $500 million less than its predecessor. But now it seems almost certain that we'll have to cut more. My administration is working with the Appropriations Committee and the legislatures on ways to further reduce state spending. While the situation is serious, I'm not going to raise taxes to balance the budget. To put things into perspective, my first two-year budget was roughly $5.4 billion. Of that, almost $700 million per year went to education. Before it's all said and done, our budget this year could be close to that same amount. But now, in 2010, we're budgeting to spend more than $1 billion on aid to education while enrollment has continued to decline. We've made the most of this investment because voters said at the ballot box it was their priority. To get there, we've reduced the state workforce by about 1,000 positions, or 8.8% of the state workforce. We've combined state departments and agencies and improved efficiencies throughout government. We've cut and restructured and then cut some more. Our children deserve the best education, and we've worked diligently to make sure that scarce resources get into the classroom. That's where they do the most good, supporting teachers and their students. We must also continue our efforts to streamline state government. We will set priorities and live within our means. We recognize that government can't be the answer to all of our problems, but government can ensure a foundation for success by enacting good public policies. With the legislature, we've been able to expand Pine Tree economic development zones, enabling more existing businesses tax benefits for their expansions, lowered the state's top income tax rate from 8.5% to 6.5% for people making less than $250,000 a year. We've invested in areas that will result in future returns for businesses through research and development, quality places, and transportation bonds. We provided funds for industry cluster development through the Maine Technology Institute. We've repealed the business equipment property tax so that new investments in business equipment will not be taxed. This helps our businesses to expand and to hire new employees. And we've controlled spending while making crucial investments to create sustainable private sector jobs. These initiatives will help create good-paying jobs with benefits. Education and human services account for about 80% of the state budget. In both areas, we've made important structural changes and improved efficiencies. Every state in the nation struggles to control healthcare spending and the cost of their Medicaid program. During tough economic times, more people have turned to these programs for help, putting even greater pressure on limited resources. As we look at the steps other states are taking, we see that Maine has led the way in constraining cost. We have held growth in Medicaid to less than 3%, which is well below the national average. And we've done it while maintaining the core of our safety net. Good government takes hard work, and Maine people have been doing it, and will continue to create opportunities with public policy that invests in our people, builds infrastructure, focuses on key sectors of Maine's economy, and creates a fair and stable business environment. It's all about jobs and expanding opportunities for Mainers. It won't be easy, and it won't happen overnight, especially during this challenging budget environment. But working together, we've demonstrated our commitment to Maine values of good government and fiscal discipline. The steps we've taken to lower the income tax rate, to improve business incentives, and to safeguard our economy will leave us in a much stronger position for recovery. Thank you, and have a very safe and happy weekend.